Typically, when you go to seminary to study, you take a course in preaching. I was able to do this and had Daryl Johnson as my professor when I was at Regent College. And the reading that Dave and I did this morning was something that I received from him when I took that course, and I've kept it on file all these years. One pastor who was taking a preaching course told about a final exam that was given in his class. And he shared how the professor came in that day and he distributed, you know, those familiar blue books. And he said, "You may use your Bibles for this exam. You have 3 hours. There is just one question and it has 3 parts. Here it is. You have one last sermon to preach in your ministry. It's your last best shot. Choose your text and theme, explain why you have chosen them, and give a full detailed outline for the development of that sermon." And the pastor shared how doing that final exam left a lasting imprint on him. Today brings us to that last shot of the final year of this church year. Today, as we've shared, you know, is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday in the liturgical calendar. This is the Sunday that the church brings to conclusion all that has been revealed and celebrated in the gospel story. Today, it all culminates into one concluding proclamation about Jesus, that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So on this last Sunday of the church year, what's the final message that we need to hear? I want us to consider how Jesus has come and that he will come again. That he is the beginning and the end. The verse I chose for today is Revelation 22:16. "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. I am both the source of David and the heir to his throne. I am the bright morning star." In biblical times and early astronomy, the morning star was the brightest star that was seen in the eastern sky just prior to dawn. And today we know this is not actually a star, but is the planet Venus. Bob Gausford from the University of Amsterdam points out that Venus, this morning star, appears between 2 and 3 a.m. and that it appears when the darkness has reached its darkest state, when morning is not yet visible. He writes, "The star seems unable to vanquish the overwhelming darkness. Yet when you see the morning star, you know the night has been defeated, and that it's just a matter of time until the star draws the morning in behind it." What an incredible picture. Jesus, as the morning star, draws in the new day, putting an end to the darkness. Jesus, in this verse in Revelation, in referring to himself as the bright and morning star, fulfills prophecies that are given back in the Old Testament. In Isaiah 9:2, it says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And in Numbers 24:17, we read, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel." We have this image here of a star and a scepter, and a scepter being a symbol of royal authority. Jesus is the King and the light that has come. He is the dawning of a new day, the place from which a new day springs forth. In writing about the arrival of Jesus, Luke in his gospel says, "Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." And John in his gospel writes, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness of this world and in the darkness of our souls to bring everlasting life to all who will believe. He is the point of reference by which we live. The New Living Translation translates the last half of verse 12 of John 18 as, if you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Jesus has come bringing light. He is the morning star bringing the promise of a new day. About a month ago, I went to go to the bank on the corner of 6th and 6th, and it was about 6:45, and I had raced to make it to the bank before it closed at 7. But when I arrived, it was all in darkness, and I wondered, well, did they close early? But then I could see that there was someone inside, and I went in and found out that there had been a power failure. The power had gone out not only in the bank that was there, but also in around several city blocks. With winter coming, well, we might face some more power outages. Years ago, when I was living up on Keats Island, we had several power failures. And as you can imagine, you know, being on a little island like that, when it happens, all of a sudden, it gets very dark. Well, immediately, you know, we get out all the candles, and once those candles were lit, there was this sense of, oh, okay, it's going to be all right. Even though we knew it was going to be cold and would be a major hassle, we knew that we would be able to make it. Maybe you can recall some incident where all of a sudden being plunged into darkness and then all of a sudden having light appear and then having your fears and your anxieties subside. Light has entered the world in Jesus. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The morning star has risen, but the day has not yet begun. As we look around us, at times it seems pretty bleak and dark. We still struggle, and we do feel anxious and troubled. You know, when I was at that bank that night, there was a woman who was very troubled. And it also wasn't clear as to what was happening, because there were still some lights around across the street. All the lights were on because it was on a different grid. So all around us was not in total darkness. We no longer live in total darkness. The light has come. Jesus has come, saving, freeing, filling us. The kingdom has invaded the world, but the day has not fully dawned. There is total light that is yet to come. If you look at this as an unfolding story, we have not reached the final chapter. We live in what is referred to as the now and the not yet. The morning star gives hope for the dawning of a new day and gives hope that while things are dark, they won't be dark forever. When Jesus left this earth, he warned how life wouldn't be easy. But Jesus promised that a new day would dawn. The morning star marks the beginning of the day and the end of the night. Jesus says in Revelation 22:13 that he is the beginning and the end. He says in chapter 1 and then again in chapter 22 of Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The Bible begins with Jesus and ends with Jesus. The Bible begins with the creation, that Jesus is there at the creation of the universe, that it was done through him. John 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him, all things were made. He was there at the beginning. And then the Bible also ends with Jesus. Revelation 22:20 says, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And that prayer, come, Lord Jesus, for early Christians energized and gave them hope. It made a difference in terms of how they lived their lives. I read a quote that said, where there is no faith in the future, there is no power in the present. We need the hope that the morning star is there and the day is coming. Philip Yancey, in a devotional book, comments, not only is Jesus the God who walked the earth and whose spirit now lives in believers, he is the one who will reign forever, with full strength and authority over every other power. The images of Revelation make that startlingly real. As a believer, this future lies ahead for me, and knowing it is coming impacts everything about my life here and now. For the present, we know that the morning star has come. Salvation has come in Jesus. There is light for our lives here and now. And we also need to see that there is hope for the future. There is a more glorious phase to be entered into. We enjoy salvation presently, but there is a greater dimension, a heavenly salvation to be received. Not only is Jesus the bright and morning star that brings us hope at the dawning of a new day in our lives, he's also the star bringing hope that once this day ends, he will be there for us. Life is filled with heartache and sorrow, disappointments and despair. But a new day will dawn. But only when we allow the bright and morning star, Jesus Christ, into our hearts. 2 Peter 1:19 to 20 tells us, "We couldn't be more sure of what we saw and heard. God's glory, God's voice, the prophetic word was confirmed to us. You'll do well to keep focusing on it. It's the one light you have in a dark time as you wait for daybreak and the rising of the morning star in your hearts." Prophecy has been fulfilled and yet is still to be fulfilled. We live in this kingdom that is already and not yet. He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and set us up in his kingdom. And we live in this in-between time, between the first and the second coming of Christ. And as we do so, we can be encouraged, given hope. Hope that propels us forward in life, giving us the energy to live meaningfully and purposefully, following Jesus as our Lord and King. As we look towards a tomorrow that God is bringing in our midst, we can live with joy and faith, even in the midst of difficulty. Revelation 22:17 says, "And let those who hear say, come. Let those who are thirsty come. And let all who wish to take the free gift of the water of life." The Bible is one long invitation to come to Jesus. In him we find the meaning and purpose of our life. If we have this larger picture of the kingdom rooted in us, knowing that there is an end and a beginning, we will not then forsake the Lord of the universe for something else. We can have hope amidst the darkness, worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, loving and honoring him each day. As one last sermon to preach at the end of this liturgical year, may we grasp how Jesus, the morning star, marks the beginning and the end. And in this meantime, we live with hopeful expectancy, worshiping the King of Kings, our living hope. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for your light coming into this world and this gift of hope, for your victory over the darkness and for your grace and light which has set us free. Lord, we praise you for your surpassing greatness and your acts of power. And we worship you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as the creator of the universe, yet loving each one of us personally. As we close off this liturgical year, may we rejoice in the knowledge that you have come and that you will come again. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.